From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Supporters and opponents of the Arizona immigration law are claiming victory in a Supreme Court ruling today. The court said local law enforcement may not arrest illegal immigrants and the state may not make it a crime for immigrants to work without a permit. But the justices upheld the so-called "show me your papers" provision requiring police to check the immigration status of someone they suspect is in the U.S. illegally. Governor Jan Brewer says she's satisfied.
I believe that we have accomplished a lot and that it was upheld by the United States Supreme Court, and that we will move forward instructing law enforcement to begin practicing what the United States Supreme Court has upheld.
Meanwhile, speaking for the Service Employees International Union, Eliseo Medina said his rank and file is not happy.
We are extremely disappointed that they upheld the show me your papers provision. We think that that is clearly a violation of human and civil rights, that it will, in fact, lead to racial profiling.
President Obama welcomed provisions of the ruling striking down sections of the law and today renewed his call for a national overhaul of immigration law. The justices also ruled that a mandatory life sentence without parole is unconstitutional for juveniles. NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
The judge must, or the jury must, consider the youth and the background of this individual, whether the person was in fact the shooter, the actual person, the trigger man, or was he or she an accomplice. All of those things have to be considered before you sentence a juvenile to life in prison without parole.
NPR's
not that you can't do it, but you have to consider other factors. You can't, on a mandatory basis, sentence juveniles to life in prison without parole.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Some good news for the struggling construction market. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
In May, the sale of new homes went up almost 8%. It's the best growth since April 2010. That was the last month that people could qualify for a federal home buying tax credit. Americans bought approximately 360,000 new homes. That's a big increase, but it's still far below the 700,000 economists would consider healthy. The sales gains were concentrated in two regions of the country. New home sales increased more than 36% in the Northeast and nearly 13% in the South. They fell in the West and the Midwest. Some of the reasons for the overall growth in the new home market: affordability. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and prices remain low as well. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
On Wall Street, approaching the close, the Dow was down 128 at 12,512, the Nasdaq down 54 at 2,837. This is NPR News. Eurozone anxieties are leading world oil prices lower, translating into savings at the pump. Analyst Trilby Lundberg puts the average price of a gallon of regular in the U.S. now at $3.47, down 48 cents from early April. The scandal-plagued Vatican has hired the Fox News correspondent in Rome to improve its communication strategy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the American journalist is a member of the conservative Catholic group Opus Dei.
52-year-old Greg Burke has been with Fox News 10 years, and he'll be the first Vatican communications expert with experience outside the world of religious media. Last week, the Pope's right-hand man, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, accused the media of pettiness and lies. The Vatican has been bedeviled by communication errors since Benedict's 2005 election, the Pope's infamous remarks about Muslims and violence, his decision to rehabilitate a schismatic bishop who denied the Holocaust, and the Vatican's response to the 2010 explosion of sex abuse scandals in Europe are just a few. The Vatican is now dealing with leaks of sensitive documents. In accordance with Opus Dei discipline, Burke is celibate and gives most of his income to the movement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A spate of fires across the state of Colorado could leave many hotels and campgrounds empty for the 4th of July holiday. A forest fire near Rocky Mountain National Park burned almost two dozen homes and other structures. And Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a statewide emergency because of Tropical Storm Debbie. The system has been drenching Florida with rain and spawning tornadoes. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.